those words of Jesus, my God, why have you forsaken me, are perhaps some of the bleakest words uttered in human existence. Aloneness is a part of many people's experience. And these words echo in our lives of many today. From the lips of those who face the breakdown of relationship, on the lips of those who have lost loved ones, who have lost jobs, the silent words, perhaps, of a parent who struggles to feed their family, or those sitting around the streets of Watford with no home to go to. And those, too, who have no country. When I was 8 years old, I had a moment of abandonment, fleeting, but still there in my memory. It was the first time I'd been allowed to walk to and from a friend's party, just round the corner, Peter Maxted's house it was. And I walked back to my grandparents' flat, only to find the house was empty. They'd walked off to meet me, but had taken a different route, and so we'd missed each other. I still remember standing at the top of their steps, pounding on the door and screaming out to an empty flat. And a few moments later, they returned to find a young boy collapsed in tears, sobbing on the doorstep. Jesus' words touch our lives, and yet they reach out beyond any human experience. The Gospels tell us little about the physical suffering of the cross. Perhaps there was no need. It was a well-known method of execution. People would have known all about its agony and its pain. And yet this cry goes out beyond the physical pain of the experience. When Jesus had a while earlier been in the Garden of Gethsemane and asked the Father to take the cup away from him, it was not out of fear of physical pain, understandable as it might be. No, he said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. This was inner torment. Jesus cries out as he senses his aloneness. In John's gospel, John records more of the prayer that he spoke in the garden before he was arrested. A prayer in which he says, Father, you are in me and I am in you. A closeness and interweaving of life sustained by love. And here it is broken. An experience beyond any human experience. Yet given expression in human words. And in those words, we hear truth about ourselves. The bleakness of them speaks truth. about our broken relationship with God, of our turning from God, Jesus chooses in obedience to embrace that turning and brokenness. And in this cry, while we abandon God, God does not abandon us. The cross is a sign of the great love of God for us. And this cry, ironically, which speaks of separation, tells us that God is closer than we often think. That our experience of aloneness is brought into the being of God, that the God we worship is not immune from the struggle and pain and aloneness and emptiness of life. The things which can build bitterness within us and which can lead us to push God away. And yet Jesus, in an aloneness beyond imagining, still cries out to God, faith hanging by a thread in the face of such aloneness. My God, why have you forsaken me? When we hear these words, we know that God knows. When we hear these words, we know that God is present. When we hear these words, we can be reassured that despite our lack of feeling, we are held in God's love. We are held, and nothing can let us go. Jesus' words on the cross, in fact, were not his own. They were written long before this day. The first line of Psalm 22. Here, some more words from that song of lament. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night and am not silent. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One of Israel. You are the praise of Israel. In you our fathers trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. This is a song of puzzlement. When life and faith do not fit together, do not make sense. The writer has heard the stories of a God who acts in power in the past, in others, in the world. And yet that does not match up or make sense of their current experience of life. Perhaps that too has been your question. When you know what is said about God, but it just doesn't fit. Life, faith, and God can puzzle us. When you came in, you should have been given a piece of paper. Have you got that? All different shapes, a bit like a jigsaw, really. It's an expression that sometimes things don't always fit, that life is not always regular. And I want to invite you in a moment to bring your misfitting pieces of a jigsaw, and I want to invite you to think of something you find hard to square in your life with what you have been told, what you know, what you think God is like and what he does. Think of a time when that does not fit with your experience of life. I want to invite you just to come down into this space in the front of the church and just put it on the floor. Put it on the floor and make a shape of a cross, because that's where they came from. A cross. And in the cross of Jesus, God holds us when life does not fit. So come and place your rough shape. Come and place it as an accusation against God, because that's what these words are. Come and place it as a moment of trust, as an act of confession. Come and place it because even though you have questions, you are open to knowing more.